As you hear the lyrics in the song, there's a lot of literary references, to be honest. There's references to Shakespeare. There's even a reference to A Child's Christmas in Wales. So, of course, you know, all sorts of important literary figures are being referenced here. Fantastic stuff from the one and only John Cale. This was produced by Chris Thomas, who was tasked with giving him a more polished sound as what the record company wanted him to have. And it worked, even though it still sold virtually nothing, but became a bit of a cult favorite nonetheless.
Yes, and also wanted to mention, coming up this Monday on CJAM for the Radio Drill Time program, a friend of ours named Kieran is going to be taking over and playing all Welsh music for St. David's Day. And yeah, I'm very excited to hear that. Radio Drill Time airs Mondays. You can check cjam.ca for the schedule. And then we started off the set with music from Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from U2 and their 1983 album War. We heard the track Seconds. This ends the trilogy of their early post-punk records before they would blow up. They would, you know, become what people would argue the biggest band in the world. But before that, they were much more scaled back. They had more to do with bands like Joy Division and Drudy Column than they did with big stadium acts. And I think a song like that, with that real scaled down, precise studio work, really shows that. Coming up next, we're going to be playing some more television and highlighting some music from Tom Verlaine's solo career. Now, we did mention Television reunited sometime in the early 90s to perform some shows. And after performing the shows, they decided they could tolerate each other long enough to record a record, and they did. So in 1992, they released a self-titled record, which I do argue is criminally overlooked. A lot of people who are even somewhat familiar with Television will not realize there's a third album in their discography. It is really fantastic. It's really good to hear the intertwining guitars of Tom Verlaine and Richard Lloyd once again, and just really hear how they accentuate one another's really guitar playing and songwriting capabilities. But we're also going to hear some great releases from Tom Verlaine as a solo artist, because he had quite a few under his belt. After that, we're going to hear two tracks, both coming from his first and second records respectively, a self-titled record and then one called Dreamtime. So we're going to be hearing that coming up in this set. You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock.
In heaven, Middle of the night.
You're listening to Revolution Rock. You're on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. And we just came back there from a set of music featuring Tom Verlaine and also some television in tribute to the recently passed guitarist and influential New York musician.
You know, we talk a lot about Tom Verlaine's songwriting with its poetic bent, his very sensitive and angelic guitar playing. I don't think we talk enough about his vocal style, which definitely leaves some people cold, but I really appreciate that sort of keening, hiccuping vocal style would be adapted by a lot of punk artists, namely Gordon Gano from the Violent Femmes. I hear a lot of the influence of Tom Verlaine in his voice. And someone else who really talked about the influence of Tom Verlaine on his music and his own style of performing is actually Michael Stipe of REM. He was a huge television and Tom Verlaine fan growing up. In fact, apparently in a arts class in high school, he was so enraptured by the band, on a lithograph machine, he made a custom shirt that said Tom Verlaine is God, because apparently he was the only kid in Athens, Georgia who liked television until he met the other members of REM. With that said, though, very interesting to hear the broad spectrum of artists that this band would go on to influence, you know, ranging from Joy Division to Radiohead. Just such a breadth of artists. And Tom Verlaine himself just showing what was capable of guitar work beyond the big stadium noodling solo acts that we would hear ad nauseum throughout the 1970s. I think that's really highlighted in that last track we heard, Fragile, from 1981's Dreamtime.
Before that, we heard something from his first full-length release, 1979's Tom Verlaine, self-titled. We heard Breakin' My Heart.
And what's interesting about that is that there's been multiple releases of it with various mixes, because the record company had a particular mix they preferred, Verlaine had a mix he preferred, and so there were various pressings with the discrepancies in that mix. They never really had a definitive version until, I believe, a CD edition was released a few years back that was fully endorsed by Tom Verlaine. With that said, though, there's so many pressings of it out there, it's kind of hard to know which one you're going to pick up, so you have to do some research while getting into that. No matter the edition of it, though, a fantastic collection of songs by Tom Verlaine. And we started things off in that set with 1992's Television, the self-titled record by the band, who reunited in the early 90s for some tours and then decided to go into the studio and record. And very much like the fate of Adventure, decided not to go back and re-record old material or record songs that they never committed to tape back in the 70s. Let's sit down and let's write a brand new batch of songs. And it's a very diverse range of material, going from noise rock to almost Steely Dan style jazz rock. It's a fantastic record and criminally underrated. We played the song Mars from that release. And yeah, that basically wraps up our tribute to the late, great Tom Verlaine. If you want more information on him and also on the other bands that we love here on Revolution Rock, you should check out our website. We actually have some posts there about February's theme month that Davis... have you posted them yet? Or
yes, they've all been posted now. RevRock.blogspot.com is where you can find those. And yeah, I also wanted to mention, on this album, there was a single called Mr. Lee that actually was a charting single. I'm not sure the exact position, but it was in the top 40 or higher.
That's right. So it actually was the highest charting single Television ever had. And we should also note that in addition to his career with Television and, you know, influencing all these other artists, he was also recognized and was featured by different contemporaries. Patti Smith was someone we brought up quite a while ago, but also David Bowie infamously covered Kingdom Come on his album Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, which was a song featured off of Tom Verlaine's first solo record. So a lot of high profile artists really acknowledging what a great songwriter Tom Verlaine was.
And he was part of a lot of Patti Smith recordings. We kind of talked about it, but he was also on one of her later albums. She put out an album with her then-husband, Fred Sonic Smith, of course, of the MC5, when she moved to Michigan. And then following his passing, she put out another album. Tom Verlaine did do some guitar work from that on that. And we should also mention, we were looking at the credits on the first two Tom Verlaine records, and it features Fred Smith. Is it Fred Smith?
No, Fred First.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, from, of course, Television, and then also featuring... great keyboard work from Bruce Brody, who was part of the Patti Smith Band.
Yeah.
With that said, we're going to be taking it over to some new material, a brand new single from the band Olinda, who will be performing tonight at Crafthead, so make sure to check it out. This single is called The World Within, here on Revolution Rock.